The good ones fall down and...
I saw that done, Miriam, when I was working on the farm. That was in the 20s, you know, they didn't have all the modern machinery. He would open both ends of the barn, you know, both doors, so that he would see which way, you know, the draft is. And there he'd have a pile of wheat that had just been, what do you call it, where the grain had been flailed. What's the word for it?
Thrashed.
I was there. And then, after the wheat had been threshed, of course, then the bundles of straw would be thrown out and a pile of wheat would be left.
Modern farm machinery works on that principle today. You go to a farm today and see one of these $50,000 machines go right down the row of corn and pluck the whole thing up, and it's, the wind power is used to blow everything away except the corn.
Well, that's the wind power now, but I'm talking, John is using the method, the old-time method. So I saw how it was done. And the farmer would have a great big shovel, you know, a huge shovel, almost like a snow shovel. Only it was a shovel with rims to it, and he'd pick it up, throw it high in the air, from out of the pile here to the pile over here, and the wheat would fall directly down on the ground, and you'd see the chaff just flowing, blowing out of the barn.
That was what they called winnowing.
Yeah, winnowing. And the wheat, I mean, then the chaff would not be used for anything, just blow out, because it was worthless to the farmer. And so God draws that difference. You see, that great contrast.
Shalom.
Come on in, ladies. Turn to Psalm 1, at beginning at verse 4. God bless you. Good to see you, Courtney, and all the rest of you. Fanny.
Come over here.
Nancy.
One of you.
We are drawing the contrast in Psalm 1 between the godly and the ungodly. The godly is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The ungodly are not so. He's like the chaff. Now that the bringing out how the Lord, in a simple statement, in a very simple statement, makes such a tremendous contrast. James, what's another good word for contrast?
Jamie, you have a Bible. You can look in the Hebrew and let's see.
Another word.
I always use Bible at the church on Tuesday.
Another word for contrast would be a direct opposition.
Well, yes, a direct opposition. But nothing can be more contrasting than a little tiny piece of chaff and a big fruit tree. God says the ungodly are like chaff. But some people say, look at how educated some of them are. Philanthropic, great. You notice then when it comes to salvation, in saints there are grades. I don't mean grades in salvation. The Lord, remember in Matthew, speaks of planting when the seed fell on good soil. All brought forth fruit. There's some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. There were grades. Their salvation was the same, but their productivity was different. As with the wicked, you will notice there are no grades. You can't be lost, loster, and lostest. I mean, there's no such grade. In other words, when a man is lost in trespasses and sins, he's dead. Well, are there grades in death? In life, there are. You know, some are more agile, some are more, what's the word I want to use, vivacious, and so on. But a person that isn't so vivacious is still alive. I mean, in life, there are distinctions. Surely some are smarter than others, some are swifter than others, some are taller than others. You know what I mean? Some smile more than others. But in death, how dead can you be? You say dead as a doornail. Well, a doornail never was alive. But you can't be dead, deader, and deadest. I mean, there's no such thing. A person dead 1 hour is just as dead as a person dead 1 year. The corruption has gone in deeper, yes. But dead? So the Lord uses one word. Notice how descriptive that contrast is between the godly and the ungodly. It's amazing. It's tremendous. You can see a philosopher never wrote that. A philosopher would be too idiotic even to think of that. God, just with one word, sizes up the whole situation. In the eyes of God, the ungodly is just as worthless as a piece of chaff is to a farmer. He never even thinks about it. Yet, but the people may say, look, he's wealthy. He's wise. He's a good giver. He's philanthropic. He's this, he's that, and the other. And when he's all through saying, using all the adjectives and descriptive nouns, the Lord will say, you through? Just chaff. Chaff. Then notice, he's chaff, which the wind driveth away, moved hither and yon. No purpose, no loyalty, no connections. Well, that's the way the ungodly are. They go for every face, every sleight of men, every form of doctrine. One day you will find him in one group, the next day you will find him in another group. One day they espouse one thing, another day another. They're just driven and tossed by the wind. A child of God, a tree is stable. That's one wonderful thing about a tree. A good tree have it there. I never remember in Temperley, our orange tree that was first in the front yard, and the backyard would be in the front. It's there all the time. It's there in the backyard. Stayed there. Dependable. You can depend on a tree, a normal tree, you depend on it. There comes a time when you know it's going to bring forth blossoms, it does. The next thing you'll find is little buds, it has them. And then, of course, when we expected that orange tree to have ripe fruit at the end of the summer, but the beginning, well, the late in the fall, they had them. Always there. And so it is with the child of God. The ungodly, chaff. They're not productive, they're not fruitful, all right? The wind driveth away, they're driven by all winds. So, therefore, because of that, God says, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. And this may be puzzling to some. You say the ungodly is not going to have any judgment. Oh, yes, he is. But here, the Lord is talking about a different type of judgment. Because the next phrase, nor in the congregation of the righteous, this judgment, if I know anything, would be the judgment of the saints at the judgment seat of Christ. No unsaved person will be there. No unsaved person will be there at all. Because there we are not going to be judged for sin, for our matter to salvation, but our works. That's all that's going to be in question. Although the judgment seat of Christ, as you heard me mention it before, is not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a time of great heart searching. Neither will Christians be at the white throne judgment to be judged. If they're there at all, it'll be for them to be judges, not to be judged. They're going to judge. It's going to be an entirely different kind, different story. But in this judgment, the ungodly will not stand in the judgment. They'll not be there. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. This takes on very great importance today with very great proportions. You see, we are living in a Southern Baptist belt. I think Augusta is too. Georgia, also. And I am not only saying it behind their back, I've mentioned it and told it to their face. The way, for instance, they receive members. And Mrs. Prince knows what was going on in Dwight Park, and Brother Olaf, you were there. We never let anyone join because he or she brought a letter from a church. You remember that? A letter from a church means what? Only means that he or she was a member of their church. And they often say in good standing. Well, that's not too good. They should be a member in good walking rather than good standing. But we always, you will remember all of them, we received new members. You were with the deacons with us and the deacons board. Don't you? We would question them. Have you been born again? And they'd have to give a verse of scripture. Are you trusting the Lord? I mean, the question used to be phrased in different words, but the same thing. We didn't care what church, what that he or she belonged, or how many times he or she might have been baptized, by what mode, that isn't the point. The first thing is, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? All right? They satisfied us, me, because there were other deacons there to question. Brother Jones, Huey Jones, of blessed memory, others, Jennings Murphy, I know, they questioned, you see what I mean? Until we were sure, as far as we can humanly assure ourselves, that person was born again. And the next thing was, have you been scripturally baptized? Assured of that, we used to give them, you remember, a little booklet of Constitution and Bylaws, and they'd have to read it through and bring it back, sign it, if they were in accord.